Today was the culmination of something not unexpected, that Ken Ullman, the two-term Howard County executive, would be Brown's running mate. It was common knowledge as of a week ago. Rain fell during the first part of today's event as people gathered next to Lake Kittamakundi in Columbia. Brown praised Ullman for increasing education spending for the county and establishing a domestic violence unit, in addition to putting more cops on the street and for maintaining the lowest unemployment rate in the state.
As Howard County executive, he's been recognized not only in the state, but around the nation as one of the great innovative leaders in Maryland.
Ullman praised the lieutenant governor for helping Maryland become a better state.
I've had the privilege of knowing and working with the lieutenant governor for the past decade, and I've been inspired by his work ethic, his energy, and his unyielding commitment to the families of this state.
Previously, there was some speculation that Ullman would seek his own gubernatorial nomination. For Baltimore County Councilwoman Vicki Ullman, she says her choice is now easy.
I have been a friend of the lieutenant governor's for a long time, so I was very close to him. I have a great deal of respect for Ken. So, you know, I think it was going to be a tough decision for some people.
Brown and Ullman were also scheduled to have campaign events in Cambridge and at their campaign headquarters in Largo. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Columbia.
And I'm Joel McCord in Dundalk. Craig, who has been touted as the Republican frontrunner for months, made his first announcement at his home in Havre de Grace, then traveled to the American Legion post here by charter bus with the slogan Bluegrass Teepee inscribed across the back. Surrounded by his wife Melinda, their children and grandchildren, Craig portrayed himself as a 10th generation Marylander, a regular guy who worked his way through state schools to become a teacher, a guy who has been left behind by his government.
When the politicians now seem to be more concerned about being rock stars and celebrities than being leaders, it's begun to affect us. Our leaders are supposed to have a great idea about what the people need and about advancing those ideas so that we have a really good future.
And he attacked the Democrats' long-standing control of both houses of the General Assembly as well as the governor's office.
There is a political monopoly in Annapolis that makes government work for itself. And the damaging legacy that it's leaving is that the government empowers itself and not the people that it's supposed to work for.
He conceded the odds against him are long in a state with a 2-to-1 Democratic registration, but he insisted he would not give up.
I can tell you this, I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to be counted out. I'm ready to stand for you. I ask you to stand with me for the state of Maryland and for yourselves and for what we need to do in 2014.
In the crowd of 50 or so was Rich Foote, a former Dundalk High School science teacher who now is in the weather forecasting business. He said Craig, a former middle school principal, is inspiring.
You can't be in education and in government and gain the support of the people without demonstrating that you know how to adhere to accountability. So that means a lot to me.
For the Democrats, Attorney General Doug Gansler has long been expected to run for governor, but has made no announcements. Meanwhile, Delegate Ron George, an Annapolis Republican, is expected to announce his run for governor on Wednesday. With Kenneth Burns, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.